And now, it's time for Southern California's sports fishing voice. Let's talk hookup. For the next 2 hours, join Pete Gray, Rock Cod Rick Maxa, and this week's special expert guest for fishing information, new techniques to catch more fish, and the most current scoop on what's happening in the water. Let's Talk Hookup is sponsored in part by Yamaha Outboards. Reliability starts here. By Ford, the official truck of Let's Talk Hookup, and Shimano Rods and Reels. Fish with the best. Shimano. Get ready for the fastest 2 hours on radio with the hosts of Let's Talk Hookup, Pete Gray, and Rock Cod Rick Maxa.
Good morning, anglers, and welcome to Let's Talk Hookup. I'm Pete Gray with Rock Cod Rick Maxa, still up at Whalers Cove Lodge. We're hoping to hear from him from that fabulous destination up there in Alaska this morning. And in the studio with me from Dawson Travel Insurance Services, it's Bob Dawson. We're going to have a great show here. We have a lot of reports and a lot of interesting stuff, including some very vital information on sunscreen from the People SunGuard. You stay tuned. This is Southern California's Sport Fishing Voice. It's Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090.
Information is the key to success, and inside information is even better. When it comes to fishing, inside information is critical, and that's what FishDope.com delivers. FishDope.com really does help you catch more fish and save fuel. FishDope.com is the only SST service with a satellite oceanographic PhD on board, the only fish-finding service with a spotter plane. You get daily catch reports from Point Conception to San Martin Island, 365 days a year. FishDope.com boasts the largest code group anywhere, covering sport boats, commercial boats, and private boaters. FishDope.com has online planning tools, moon phase, tides, hot bite icons, and more. What I'm telling you is, if you don't have FishDope.com, well, good luck. Membership costs less than 40 gallons of gas for the entire year. That's right, 1 year. What a bargain. Plus, stay tuned for the special code to save $20 on a FishDope.com membership. Check it out today. FishDope.com. Catch more fish. Burn less fuel. Shimano is proud to present an opportunity for you to go fishing on two of the finest three-quarter day boats on the fleet and use the top-of-the-line Shimano gear. It's Terramar Tuesday, going on now through September. Join Shimano Pro staff aboard the San Diego out of Seaforth Sport Fishing, and coming in June, the new Liberty from Fisherman's Landing. These trips will be booked through the landing and the same price as a regular three-quarter day trip, but the difference will be a selection of top-of-the-line Shimano Terramar rods and reels will be available for you to try, along with an assortment of Shimano jigs and more. And a member of the Shimano Pro staff will be aboard to answer questions you may have. Terramar Tuesdays will feature Shimano Terramar rods with Trinidad A, Torium HG, Tranks, and Talica reels available for you to try for free. Don't miss Terramar Tuesday on the San Diego out of Seaforth Sport Fishing, and beginning June 7th aboard the Liberty from Fisherman's Landing. Check the landing website for more details or the trips page at hookup1090.com.
The Yamaha V6 Offshore 4-Strokes have some pretty impressive fans, the pros. These award-winning outboards have really delivered for pro anglers across the country. In fact, Florida-based pro tournament fisherman, guide, and TV host Rick Murphy says he's even taken the 300's power inshore. He mounted a 300 to his 23-foot bay, adding 50 horses, losing 40 pounds, and getting that baby up to 70 miles per hour. What's not to like about that? Check out the Yamaha V6 Offshore 4-Stroke 300, 250, and 225 at your Yamaha Marine dealer.
Last year, we had an unbeatable fishing season, one of the best in decades. I think we'll all take another year just like it. Now, just imagine what it could be like if we have an unbeatable season 39 years in a row. Well, that's exactly what Ford has done with their F-Series pickups, America's best-selling trucks 39 years in a row. We love our F-150s here in San Diego. Ford trucks give you the freedom to launch your boat with ease thanks to Pro Trailer Backup Assist, the freedom to toss all your gear in the bed no matter how wet and messy it gets, and the freedom to fit 5 full-size guys comfortably in the cab. And right now, during the Ford Freedom Sales event, you'll get the freedom from interest charges with Ford's best finance rate of the year. Freedom from high monthly payments thanks to special summer lease programs, plus the freedom to save even more on trucks with smart bonus tags. It's an incredible combination of savings on an incredible lineup of trucks. So don't miss the Ford Freedom Sales event. Stop by your San Diego County Ford dealer today. They'll be glad to hook you up.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090. Pete Gray here. As I said, Rock Cod Rick is up at Whalers Cove Lodge with our first group, our 3-day group. I'll be joining them tomorrow up at Whalers Cove lodge with our four-day group. And then, of course, we had some people that stayed for 7 days, which is really, they're really lucky people up there at Whalers Cove. And hopefully we're going to get a report from Ricky and find out what's biting up there at Whalers Cove. I'll be joined by Harold Davis from Davis Boats and the great Davis Boats people coming up there to a wonderful destination, Whalers Cove Lodge. Can't wait to do that. We're having a great time here in the studio with our good friend Bob Dawson from Dawson Insurance and Associates Insurance Services and Safari Global Travel. Good morning, Bob.
Good morning, Pete.
Hey, great to have you. And you've been doing a lot of fishing yourself, haven't you?
Well, you know, I got lucky. I had a four-day trip and came in second place with a 29-pound yellowtail on the Royal Star about 3 weeks ago. It was
nice.
An awesome trip.
Yeah. And, you know, it's been a different kind of season. When we were talking about that with Brian Kirhari yesterday on the American Angler, it's been a different kind of season, but that yellowtail fishing's really been the celebrity this year.
Oh, it's just been wide open. We really didn't do much on the yellowfin. I think on a troll we picked up a football-sized yellowfin. But, yeah, the yellowtail were wide open. They're so much fun to catch.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, they just...
One of my favorite, if not me, my favorite fish to catch anywhere.
Yeah, and eat, too.
Yeah, love eating yellowtail, for sure. So you have a lot of stuff planned. We were talking this morning about reels and rods and, you know, planning your next trip and such like that. You've been doing a lot of long-range and local fishing for a lot of years, right?
Yeah, yeah. I've done a lot of long-range trips, you know, a lot of the 15-day or longer over the years. And, you know, it's been so busy lately doing a lot of other things that I haven't had the time to get out on the boats much. But now I've
not good.
That is not good
at
all.
Not good, yeah.
So I'm trying to make up for it. I got a trip on the 3-day trip on the Royal Star for 3 days coming up on 9/11.
Nice.
So that'll be fun. I'll have my son with me.
That's great. Yeah. And you also do a lot of hunting, too, and that's kind of how you got into this Safari Global travel insurance business.
Exactly.
Right?
Yeah, because I'm a member of Safari Club International, have been since 1980, of the member of the San Diego chapter. And a lot of my friends and members there go on hunts all over the world. And so that's when I really started getting involved in the travel insurance, to be able to offer them the opportunity, if they can't make the trip, if they get the flu or they have an accident or whatever, to get all their money back. Because some of these hunts can be quite expensive. We've insured hunts up to $150,000 for one hunt.
Yeah.
You don't want all that money laying out there if you get the flu and can't make it, or your outfitter takes off with your money.
So explain to us why someone would want to get travel insurance for pretty much any trip.
Yeah, you know, and most people say that we talk to, they go, you know, I've never, ever used travel insurance because I go on every trip that I've ever booked, and I'm totally with that. I mean,
yeah, me too.
The only way I'm ever going to cancel a trip, I've always said, is, look, if I die, that's the only reason I'm not going. But the main thing is that people can't go for a lot of different reasons, and it could be because of a family member. Mm-hmm. You know, let's say a family member gets ill and goes into the hospital, or they get in a car accident. I mean, it doesn't have to be you that can't make the trip. But you definitely want to get 100% of your money back. And if you get the travel insurance, and, you know, just so that people know, the price on this stuff is about 5% of your trip cost.
Okay.
For a person age 35 to 59. So, you know, if you have this $3,000 trip you're planning on going on, you're looking at about $150, and it's going to cover your medical evacuation, 100% of your trip costs, trip interruption, baggage loss, just a ton of different things.
Okay, so let's go through a scenario. We have a $3,000 long-range trip we're going on, and I get sick, or a family member gets sick, and I just can't go. What happens? How does that work? And I have the insurance that you've put together for me.
Yeah, and as a matter of fact, you have the probably the best on the market annual travel insurance plan. But let's get back to the scenario you're giving me. We got a guy with a $3,000 trip, and I'll give you a good example. You know, a lot of trips get canceled not because the person that booked the trip can't go. It's because of a family member.
Right.
You know, we had one recently where the wife had a stent put in about a year ago, and here we go, like 1 week before the trip, and she's having problems with her heart again, and he, of course, is not going to leave on this fishing trip.
Right.
So he cancels the trip, and because he had the pre-existing condition coverage in there that also includes family members, he got all $3,000 back. Or I don't remember exactly what the cost of his trip was, but it was a long-range trip, and that was approximate amount that he got back.
So it's for any reason, that other than just changing your mind.
Well, you can even get it for changing your mind. There's a...
a changing your mind policy?
Yeah, there is. Yeah, there is. And the way that works, though, is that it's called cancel for any reason. And let's say that you book a $3,000 trip. You got $3,000 laid out on this thing. And 2 days before the trip, you decide, I don't feel like going fishing.
Yeah, or I'm too busy in the office.
Yeah, well, that would be covered under the 100% trip cancellation if you have to work. That's another covered benefit.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah, jury duty. Your boss says, look, we got this big contract end. I know you had this fishing trip planned for a year, but no, you're not going. Okay, you're going to get 100% of your money back.
Wow.
Yeah, so there are a lot of different benefits and a lot of reasons why people can't go on a trip that they've booked because, at least with me, when I plan a fishing trip, I'm going.
Yeah.
You know, it's not like, oh, it might change my mind, you know.
I knock on wood, I've fortunately never had to cancel a trip, and I do a lot of trips.
Yeah, exactly.
It could happen. And especially as you get older and such like that, or you get more responsibilities, more family members and such like that. So now, explain the policy that I have. What I have is emergency evacuation insurance. So if I go to Panama, or I go to Whaler's Cove, or I go to Christmas Island, and I get sick, what happens?
Okay, here's how your plan works. The annual travel plan, and by the way, just so the listeners know, the particular one we're talking about is the business traveler. And that plan covers $500,000 in medical evacuation by any means necessary. And it also includes $50,000 in medical expenses, because when you're in a foreign country, they don't take your insurance.
Yeah.
And it includes baggage loss for $2,500. You know, let's say your reels disappear when you're on a trip. Yeah, you've got that coverage with it. And the other thing you have is return flight coverage with it as well. Let's say that you end up in the hospital and your trip back home, now you missed it because you were in the hospital for a day extra. And so now you've got the benefit of getting a return flight back home because you know how it is. You buy a round-trip ticket, you're getting a great price. But if you buy a one-way ticket at the last minute, you're going to pay more for that than your round-trip ticket.
Oh, no doubt about it.
Yeah. So, yeah, it does have that benefit. I think the benefit on that is $750 for the one-way.
Yeah.
But it definitely
get you home.
Yeah, it's better than not getting any money back. But that's included with it.
Yeah. So, okay, I get sick in Whaler's Cove, and I need, let's hope not, emergency evacuation. What happens?
Well, they'll come and pick you up by helicopter, whatever, and probably at Whaler's Cove. That's how it's going to happen, either that or by seaplane.
Right.
So in any event, they'll take you to the hospital, get you fixed back up again. They'll pay your medical bills for you, and then you're on your way back to fishing again. Or if, your trip's over and you've already missed your flight, you're going to have that return air benefit for $750 to fly you back home.
Yeah. There's another scenario, too. If, indeed, a person is too sick and the hospital in Alaska isn't able to do the proper benefits, they'll fly you to the nearest hospital, too, right?
Yes.
That will take care of you.
Yes.
Like a jet transport.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're going to get you taken care of because when you're rescued, they don't just send out a pilot. They send out paramedics with a pilot.
Yeah, yeah.
So you have medical assistance.
And how much did this – no, I do a lot of trips throughout the year. How much did this policy cost me?
$259 for the year, and there's no limit on the number of trips you can take or where you can go. The only limitation they have on the policy is you have to be 100 miles away from home before the coverage starts. But the nice thing about it is that it covers in the U.S. and internationally,
anywhere in the world. $259 for the entire year for every trip you go on.
Absolutely.
Why? It's a no-brainer. It's a no-brainer. So Ryan Christensen, our phone guy, was telling me a story yesterday about a trip that he and his family booked several years ago on a cruise. And his dad got sick just before the cruise. Fortunately, they had this type of travel insurance. They got 100% of their money back for the entire family on this. So it's really, the type of services that you offer with this Safar Global Travel, the travel insurance, is something that's very, very important. Brian Kiyohara yesterday was talking about on the American Angler. Lori in the office highly encourages everybody to buy this travel insurance policy because, if some things happen and if you have to cancel your trip of a lifetime, you get all your money back.
Yeah, it's nice not losing money. You know, it's bad enough you're not going on the trip, but now you don't want to lose your money to go along with it. So what we have in our office is over 100 different travel plans with several different companies.
100 different travel
plans. Yeah, well, more than that. But the ones that we use primarily is like TravelGuard, HTH Worldwide, GeoBlue. We do use MedJet Assist Global Rescue as well. But see, the MedJet Assist and the Global Rescue are not real insurance plans. They are travel plans. Whereas the other policies that we use, like the one that you have, is an actual insurance policy. It's also regulated by the Department of Insurance.
Oh.
And you find that a lot of people, matter of fact, they just had a good client of ours call in and say, hey, I got this renewal coming up on this medical evacuation insurance we have. I said, well, send it over to me. Well, the first thing it says on the first page is this is not insurance. So all it is travel assistance services. And certainly it was less. I think for her and her husband was like $299 for a year for both of them. But it didn't cover any medical, yeah. And it's only travel assistance services. Like, okay, if you got to get rescued, you know, we'll call the people for you, but it's up to you. You know, you're going to have to turn in the bills to your insurance company and try to get reimbursed for it.
Yeah, good luck.
So, yeah, so what they ended up buying was two plans like yours because they travel. They own a condo in Cabo. They travel there a lot. The husband goes on these trips for these big bluefin tuna.
Yeah.
And, yeah, so they're traveling all the time, so they need an annual plan.
So... let's back up a bit, and you said that, okay, I go on a trip, and I put my reels in my check luggage. I get home, and my reels are gone. You're saying that my policy would reimburse me for that?
Up to $2,500 on baggage loss.
Well,
and here's the other thing, too. Let's say you just lost the bag that's got your shaver and your toothbrush and everything else. They also have a daily benefit where you out and buy that stuff, we'll reimburse you for it.
Wow.
Yeah, we don't want you losing time because now you don't have that bag you need.
Heck yeah, man. You're on a fishing trip. You got to get going.
Oh, yeah. What's important here?
Yeah, no doubt about it. Well, it's certainly a great service for you. And, you know, one of the reasons we like to talk about this and talk to you is, number one, you're hardcore fisherman hunter. You have a passion for fishing and hunting. And you're providing a service for our listeners that I know a lot of our listeners have taken advantage of. And I know I met you through Tracy at the Royal Star, and Tracy's and you are good friends, and Tracy said, you gotta have this guy on the show because he's providing a really good service for our customers.
Yeah.
And that's cool. That's great that you've been able to build a business here. And you said it's just a small part of your business is travel insurance business.
Yeah, about 80% of the business in our office is commercial insurance, workers' comp, general liability, business owners' policies, group medical insurance, individual medical insurance, auto insurance, homeowners, condo, you name it.
We have my medical insurance.
Right. Yeah.
We have,
oh, and that, you know, that brings up a good point. You know, we're talking about this travel insurance, you know, and let's say that there's somebody that has a medical insurance plan, and, you know, lately, and most people have been going to health savings accounts. Health savings accounts are a very good thing.
Yeah.
But, you know, they do have, and it's controlled by the federal government, a deductible. And I think this year it's like $1,450. It's got to be that as a minimum. But the nice thing about having travel insurance, it's going to offset your deductible. And where it really comes into play, let's say we get a customer that has a bronze plan. It's the least expensive plan. It's really for catastrophic-type coverage. And there's no limit on what it covers. You got a $100 million medical bill, it'll cover it. But you still have a $6,000 deductible to deal with. If you have the travel insurance, it's going to offset that $6,000. On that annual plan that you have, they're going to pay the first $50,000.
Wow.
So now you have your travel, your medical insurance plan.
On a trip.
Yeah. Accident, sickness. I mean, you know, we have people that travel to different countries. They rent cars. They get in a car accident. A lot of different things can happen.
Yeah. My head's spinning here, but there's how you keep track of all this, it's amazing. But I guess that's your job,
39
right?
years doing it. I think that you kind of got it figured out. But, you know, one thing I'd like to bring up, too, I'm a big fan of Consumer Reports. In this month's issue in Consumer Reports, they were talking about the Zika virus.
Yeah.
And they were talking about travel insurance. And one of the things they said in there, use a broker. Well, we are brokers. And the reason they say that is if you book any kind of travel online, buy your airline tickets or anything, they're always going to offer you travel insurance. And the reason Consumer Reports says be careful is because the coverages are so limited. It's not necessarily
so
true.
When you buy an airline ticket online, they have the little box where you click here, $29.95 covers your you're this for travel insurance or something like that. That's a ripoff, is what you're saying.
Well, not what I'm saying. I'm saying no. Consumer Reports recommends that you use a broker because the coverages are so limited on the online. I mean, you could end up buying a policy thinking you have a lot of coverage and then find out that...
I've done it before.
Yeah, and let's say you have to go to the hospital, but let's say you're on a fishing boat. Yeah, they're not going to pick you up with a helicopter like we are and take you to the hospital. Yeah. Usually their policy goes, it's only hospital-to-hospital coverage. That's it. So your friends have to get you to the hospital first, and then we'll transfer you to your home hospital after that, if necessary.
Yeah.
So, yeah, a lot of difference on these.
Read the fine print, as they say, right?
And nobody's going to read it, I guarantee it.
Yeah. But if you buy this one policy, this Travel Guard policy, for $259, you don't need to check any boxes. You're done for the whole year for every trip.
Yeah, it covers every trip. Now, it doesn't cover your trip cost because that's a separate, it's a trip cancellation policy, 100% of your money back, but it includes all those benefits already.
Yeah.
Gotcha. So, you know, our recommendation, because we have to look, when we put the client's information in, it brings up all these different policies. And we see what the price is. You know, and we do business by the golden rule. I'm not going to sell you a policy I wouldn't buy myself.
Yeah.
I've got the same one you've got, by the way.
Yeah.
So when we look at them, it's not always the best thing to just go in and say, buy the most popular travel plan, which is the gold plan. And the reason I say it's not always the best way to go is because what if you have a pre-existing medical condition and you purchase this gold plan for your $3,000 trip 15 days after you made your initial deposit? Now, if you purchased it within that 15 days, they're going to include that pre-existing medical condition for you and all your family members at no charge. But now let's say that here you are 6 months ago, you put this deposit down, and you have a pre-existing medical condition. Maybe you just had a hernia operation, or you had a cataract removed, or whatever it might be. Well, we can still get that coverage for you. We just redesign the policy, and we go into a policy where we can actually buy separate benefits like pre-existing medical condition coverage for you and any family member, because a family member could cause you to cancel your trip.
Right.
And we want to get 100% of your money back. So, yeah, we have the ability to be able to do it at any time, as long as the trip's not paid in full. That's the key. If it's paid in full, it's too late. We can't get the pre-existing medical conditions. But if it's not paid in full, you know, and a lot of people, they're booking their trip, they're going down when they're getting ready to check out of the boat, and they're paying whatever balance they have due. So even if they owe $50, you know, you can still buy that pre-existing condition coverage.
Yeah, there you go. Well, as you can hear, we have a great show lined up for you today. This is very important. We talk a lot about traveling and traveling to fishing. A lot of our anglers go traveling and fishing, and I felt this is a very important thing for our listeners to understand and recognize that it's a good thing to have on your next trip. And if you want to join us, toll-free anywhere in the U.S., 877-792-1090. Open right now. You want to get through, there's your chance. Our local lines are full, but when one opens up at 858-457-1090, you can get through there. And one lucky caller is going to be very happy at the end of this show, because you're going to win a three-quarter-day trip on the new Liberty from Fisherman's Landing. And that's their new great three-quarter-day trip, the Liberty. You're going to win a spot to go fishing with Captain Taro. And when we come back, more from Bob Dawson, your phone calls, and a lot more. Let's Talk Hookup right here, Southern California Sport Fishing Voice on the Mighty 1090. She fishes
better than you. Good morning, it's Whitney from Mammoth Lakes, California. Come on up, the water's fine, is what the Eastern Tier is touting. And in Mammoth Lakes, it's much more than just the water. This summer, our four lakes will be stocked with almost 16,000 pounds of healthy fighting trout. From fishing and biking to hiking and horseback riding, there's a legendary story waiting for adventurers of all ages in Mammoth Lakes. Start planning your next adventure at visitmammoth.com. That's visitmammoth.com.
22nd Street Landing Sport Fishing in San Pedro is home to LA's finest open party fleet, including overnights on the Freedom, Catalina Freelance on the Pursuit, half-day trips on the Monte Carlo, and three-quarter-day trips on the Native Sun. Plus, you can charter the Ultra, Spectra, and True Line. There's always plenty of free parking and a fully stocked tackle store. Take advantage of the Wednesday specials on the Pursuit and Monte Carlo, and kids fish free with a paid adult on the afternoon half-day. 22nd Street Landing Sport Fishing in San Pedro. Call 310-832-8304 or book online at 22ndstreet.com.
Your hook is one of the most important parts of your fishing tackle, and that is why you should use the hook that sets the standard for quality and innovation. Gamakatsu. As Japan's leading hook manufacturer and growing at an amazing pace, Gamakatsu is responsible for introducing a unique tempering process to give Gamakatsu hooks superior strength and durability. Plus, the conically needle-honed points stay sharp. Gamakatsu offers a hook for every fishing situation, including the finest one-piece ringed hooks, light wire, standard, and heavy-duty live bait hooks, and the popular Nautilus circle hooks. Get Gamakatsu hooks at your favorite tackle store and stay connected to that fish of a lifetime.
If the fish are biting, I'm on my boat, rain or shine. Of course, I wear my life jacket. It's like wearing a seatbelt. Clip it on, grab my tackle box, and hit the water.
Love California, boat California, save California. A message from California State Parks Division of Boating and Waterways.
For local and long-range fishing, the Islander out of Fisherman's Landing is a favorite among seasoned or novice anglers. But Islander Charters is much more than great fishing. They also do incredible Guadalupe white shark diving trips, as well as a schedule of kayak mothership trips. You need to check out the Islander on their website, islander-charters.com. The Islander is San Diego's leader when it comes to 2 to 5 day fishing. Watch the website for trips and adventures available. Experience the Islander difference. Visit islander-charters.com for all the details.
Here's John Ireland for Rancho Leonero.
You know, the ranch is unique. It's one of the few places in the world where you can still drive ATVs up the beach. We have fishing from the beach. We have dive trips that we run to Pomo in a number of different spots. Kayaking, of course, has been real big. We were one of the first hotels to introduce kayaking. The ranch is small, you know, it's intimate, it's 34 rooms, so everyone gets to know everyone. The old saying, where everyone knows your name, well, truly at Rancho Leonero, the employees do know pretty darn near all our guests' names. And what's even more interesting is most of the guests know each other's names. Very personal, very intimate, and a special, special environment. 2 miles of beachfront, mile on either side of the hotel. Rancho Leonero is really the last of the old-style Baja fishing resorts. 1-800-646-2255. 1-800-646-BAHA. And RanchoLeonero.com. I'll personally guarantee your best fishing experience and vacation at Rancho Leonero.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090. Pete Gray here, along with Bob Dawson from Dawson Travel Insurance Services, Safari Global Travel, talking fishing, talking travel. And speaking of travel, let's head up to Alaska to Whalers Cove Lodge in beautiful Angoon, Alaska, and talk to Rock Cod Rick. Good morning, Rick.
Boy, you are right, man. This place is pretty cool.
Isn't it awesome?
Yeah. Oh, man, it's unbelievable. Yeah, this is very, very cool.
You are in the wilderness, right?
You for real. You are out here. You're yeah. ways out here.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's been awesome. You know, you said it a couple of times that this place is really what you know, you think of when you think of an Alaska lodge, you know, log cabin style, just killer rustic on the outside and super crazy nice on the inside, and we are in the middle of nowhere, man. It's awesome.
Yeah, cool. Well, tell us about your trip in. It looks like you've had a little bit of rain, which is kind of normal for Southeast Alaska, right?
Yeah, but nothing, I mean, nothing that was ever more than, you know, a slight drizzle or maybe one step above that, but nothing that would ever hamper anything. So when you get up here, they have everything. I mean, you said that also, and, you know, you almost can't believe it until you see it. You walk up and they have boots and Grundins and foul weather gear and everything. So with the slightest amount of rain gear, you don't notice it. It's just, it's cool and it's really nice up here, and it's very, very good weather for Alaska. There's not much in the way of wind, just slight drizzle that stops for a while, and then a little bit later it rolls on again, and it's been awesome. Yeah, wet weather's fantastic, and the place and the people and the fishing and the boats and everything, it's really, really cool. It's very, very well done and super seamless. So there's a fair amount of people that come through here, and I just, you wouldn't believe how smooth everything goes on, from getting breakfast and lunch and everybody on the boat, not sufficient, and it's awesome, man. It's very impressive to see.
Yeah, that's great. Now, tell us about your first day of fishing yesterday.
Yeah, first day was really good. You know, we kind of had limits of everything I would want. We had limits of halibut, all nice ones. You know, they were all towards the lower size of the slot, but every fish was within a few inches of as big as they could be, all, you know, like 30-pound halibuts, and we released a few to get a nice limit of 30-pounders, and then we have very good silver salmon fish right now, which the guys were a little bit worried about, because there's the herring you get in the bay, you would know much better than I guess it was a bunch of whales and feeding on them yesterday, and they said once they do that, they kind of blow the herring out. It takes a couple days for them to rebuild, and so we weren't able to make any herring yesterday, so we just fished Hoochies and Flashers, and we just creamed them. We had limits of silvers for there's three of us fishing on our boat, which was 18 in total, and we got all 18 and nice big ones. I'd say the fish were 8 to 15 pounds.
Ooh,
and very good silver salmon fishing. We had limits of walleye rock cod, which is one of persons. We had those. We had a bunch of big gray cod. It was just good fishing all the way around.
Did you fish for black cod yet?
We haven't. No, that's on the docket for today.
All right.
Sure. Like,
cool.
Yeah, we're fishing on a nice boat, big aluminum cabin boat, and lots of room and very spacious. And that's a match for today. It's going to do the same thing, but maybe try and fish a little deeper and do the black cod thing.
Which captain are you fishing with?
Fishing with a guy named Albert, and his son Clinton is our deckhand.
Oh, yeah, the people, yeah.
And on the boat, the Santa Maria. And it, like I said, it's comfortable and spacious and great. And those guys have been awesome. Very, very knowledgeable when it comes to fishing up here.
Fantastic. Wow, sounds like you're really having fun there. And
oh,
Mark and the gang up there, Jay, the general manager and stuff, don't they just run an amazing operation?
I keep going back to it, but you can't tell them and you almost can't believe it. You built it up so high that you almost never – you felt like it couldn't meet those expectations, and it succeeded them. I mean, it really, really has. They're awesome.
Yeah. Any kings yet?
No kings for the group, but the silvers that we're catching are about the same size as the kings that we. But I mean, they're all really big. You know, every one of these silvers, everybody's big fish, it seemed like, was in the low teens, and if not bigger. So no kings yet, but I know there were a couple of caught the previous few days. Certainly shot at them.
Yeah, and by the end of your 3-day fishing up there at Whalers Cove Lodge, you'll have 2 50-pound boxes of fillets of halibut and salmon to put on the float plane on the way back. We fly in on the float plane on Tuesday with the second part of our group for the 4-day, and then you fly back to Juneau on the float plane and get on your plane and come back here. It's you'll have plenty of fish to take home to share with everybody.
Yeah, getting our allotment is clearly not going to be the issue up here. It's very good fishing.
Yeah. What about those big bins of crab on the dock? Are you ready to feast on those?
I'm literally looking at them right now. So if somebody could imagine, there's the entire fleet is docked, I mean, steps in front of the lodge, and I'm right in front right now. And you can see the view. I mean, we're, as you said, you're 100 miles from anywhere, and it's very remote, rad wilderness, Alaska, and on their big dock they have 4 or 5 of these giant totes. Almost think of it like a giant bait tank sitting on top of the dock, and they are loaded with live Dungeness crab. I can't wait.
Yeah.
Crab night's coming.
That's fun. Well, I'm glad you're having a great time, Rick. Say hi to the gang for us, and we'll see you on the float plane dock on Tuesday morning. Looking forward to seeing you there and seeing all the smiling faces up there at Whalers Cove Lodge. Glad you made it. Glad things are going well, and thanks for checking in with us. Appreciate that.
Thanks, boys. Sounds good. We look forward to seeing you up here. Everybody's excited for your arrival. So sounds good. Appreciate it. Wishes good fishing, and we'll catch you everybody next Saturday. I can't wait to tell the rest of the story.
Good luck. Yeah, can't wait to hear your stories about all the big black cod you catch today.
Sounds good, buddy.
All right.
See you guys.
Thanks. See you later. All right. Thanks a lot. Hey, from Angoon, Alaska and Whalers Cove Lodge, let's head south down to Rancho Leonero and talk to our buddy John Ireland. Good morning, John.
Good morning, Peter. Sounds like Rick had more luck in Alaska than he did down here in Baja.
he had a lot of luck in the bar at Rancho Leonero, that's for sure.
Well, he walked right into that that weather system we had, that Sunday and Monday weather system. And it was interesting because we didn't experience much wind. It had potential, you know, to if it got up in the Gulf there, it was just kind of a confusing storm. But we really got very, very little wind. In fact, almost no wind and about an inch and a half of rain out of the deal. But enough to keep the boats out of the water Sunday and Monday. We got back to business Tuesday, you know, and it takes a day or two for the water to clear up and everything and things to get back to normal. And it dropped the water temperatures up to about 90. Now it's back down to 84, 85, which is a little bit better for us. And we've been sending out, we had a wedding this weekend, but we still managed to send out about 15 boats. And the billfish bite's still on out there on the bank in front there. And I'd say about the same mix. It's more blue marlin than there are stripes and sails combined. There have been a lot of billfish released out there, though, for those that are going for it. Just like last week, a lot of roosterfish, big roosterfish, big pargo as well, both dogtooth and barred. Doing real well inside. A few, Dorado. In fact, Dorado's shown up little guys, but big schools of little guys are around everywhere. And I heard news that there's a lot of big Dorado in Laredo now. And if that's the case, then that bodes well. Maybe the Cortez is not devoid of Dorado. We'll get some back. But anyway, we do have loads and loads of schools of smaller Dorado everywhere. And we also run into yellowfin tuna again. For the last couple of weeks, we haven't had many. But this past couple of days, we've been running into them on Fraley's Canyon, just south of Pomo Park in the canyon. There, they've been dropping in, and they've been catching them on squid and then trolling little hoochies, darker hoochies, back and forth along the side there and picking up some up to 30-pounders, I'd say average, about 15 pounds. And then there's football-sized tuna right in front of the hotel. They've been catching them on lures. A lot of skipjack, a lot of action, a lot of fish around. But like I said, it's a everything changes with those weather systems, and it's interesting to see how it's panning out. And certainly the billfish fish bite and the rooster fish are still on big time, and it looks like it might help the Dorado and the tuna. We'll see over this next week, but it's looking better anyhow.
Sounds good. All right, John. Well, if somebody wants to come down during prime time, my favorite months are September, October in the East Cape. How do we get a hold of you? Do you have any space?
Yeah, we do. We are busy. We're having a good year, but we do have space both August and September, so give us a call. It's 800-646-2252 or RanchoLandAero.com, and we've been loading lots of pictures on there every week, so you might want to get on the website and check out and see what we've been catching.
Awesome. All right, John, thanks a lot for that report. We'll talk to you next Sunday.
You sure will. Look forward to it.
All right, appreciate that very much. Well, let's go ahead and jump into those jam-packed phone lines. Bob, they want to talk to you. Let's start it off with Paul in El Cajon. Good morning, Paul.
Hey, good morning, guys.
Good morning.
So I had a couple questions. First of all, I am planning to make a long-range trip in the next couple of years, but, I don't have enough money to buy lots of trips every year. What would be the cost on a trip for travel insurance for just one long-range style trip? And then my second question would be, what's the craziest incident you've heard of where somebody's had to take advantage of that travel insurance?
Oh, yeah. A couple of good questions. Well, to answer your question on the cost, if you're between the ages of 35 and 59 and you purchase the Gold plan, which is the most popular, the cost of that plan will be approximately 5% of the cost of your trip. So if it's a $2,000 trip, you're probably looking at $100 to cover that. And it covers your trip cancellation. If you purchase the coverage within 15 days of your initial trip deposit, you'll get that free pre-existing condition coverage. And some people don't need it. If you don't have a pre-existing condition, don't even worry about it. You can just purchase the Gold plan and you're good to go. But if you do, then we're going to offer you a different plan that may even cost less. It just depends. The way the other plans work is they take a lot of different things into consideration, including where you're going, the time of year you're going, your age, and a lot of different things. I'll give you a good example of this. One of my clients canceled a trip and purchased another one to replace it, and the trip that he purchased was less money. Well, he canceled a $15,000 trip, and he bought an $8,900 trip. And the travel insurance on the $8,900 trip was more money than the $15,000 trip he had to Africa.
Weird.
And it's like, well, wait a minute, how does that pencil out? Well, here's how that pencils out. If he's flying into Alberta in the month of November, and one of the things that's covered is inclement weather. So if you have to cancel your trip because of weather conditions, he can get his $8,900 back. Give you an idea, that particular one, because of the client's age and because of the amount of insurance, it was $928 if he flew there in the month of November. But if he went in the month of August, it was only $355.
Ah, but because of the inclement weather.
Because of the inclement weather. Just like what John Ireland was talking about. They had 2 days, they couldn't get out. You have trip interruption coverage on your policy. Yeah. We'd reimburse you 150% of your daily trip cost if you can't go out because of bad weather.
Okay, so here's an example that John was just talking about. Rockhard Rick went down to Rancho Leonero. He got caught in that storm. He couldn't get out the day he went. He lost all that money for that trip out of Cabo. He had to buy a new ticket out of La Paz the next day, take a a more expensive taxi up to La Paz. He said it cost him about $700. If he had trip insurance, he would have been reimbursed.
Yeah, he would have been reimbursed for the days that he lost at 150% of the daily trip cost. And then he would have had that flyback benefit because he had to change plans.
Yeah.
So, yeah. But, oh, and one of the craziest things that we've seen, to answer your question on this, I had a client on the XL. This was about a year and a half ago. 15-day limited load trip, $7,500 in cost. The first day out, he pulls a back muscle fighting a small tuna, not a real small tuna, about a 100-pounder. And he couldn't fish for the rest of the trip. We actually refunded him more money than he paid for the trip. He wasn't in bad enough shape that we had to send a helicopter out to rescue him off the boat, but he was in bad enough shape that he couldn't fish. So we have to verify that. We got a letter from the captain, and he was actually reimbursed more money than he spent for the trip because it's 150% reimbursement for trip interruption benefits.
Wow. That's pretty impressive.
Yeah, it's a pretty good deal, this trip insurance.
Yeah. Hey, thanks a lot for the phone call this morning. Let's talk to Don in Woodland Hills. Hi, Don.
Hey, good morning, Pete. Thanks for taking my call. Bob, you guys offer a great service. We used you when we went down on our anniversary trip to East Cape last year. My question for you is, what's the difference in the policies for those of us that are over age 59?
Good question. I was going to ask the same.
Yeah, it's approximately 1% more. It's usually around 6%. If you get up into your 70s, it could be 7% of the trip cost. You know, but you can get trip insurance, you know, up until you're in your 80s. Now, one nice thing about the plan, the annual plan, like what Pete Gray has, it's not age-based. Whether you're 18 years old or 90 years old, it's $259 a year. But now remember, that's a medical evacuation, baggage loss, medical coverage in foreign countries. It's not trip cancellation coverage. Those are separate policies. But they include all of that stuff. They include the evacuation, the medical, the baggage loss, 100% trip cancellation, trip interruption, and everything else that goes along with that package.
Very good.
Very good. Well, I'm going to be calling you tomorrow. I've got a couple of trips I'm planning.
Awesome.
Very good. All right.
Lucky guy.
Yeah, really. Thanks a lot for the call this morning. Appreciate that. Let's talk to Harvey in Simi Valley. Good morning, Harvey. Thanks for listening.
Good morning. I've considered getting the trip insurance a couple of times, and I hadn't. And last year I did have an accident. I was fortunate they were able to fill my spot. But my question is, if you're on a 14-day trip and you're fishing the buffer zone or Hurricane Bank and you need medical evacuation, can you do that?
Yeah, they're going to get you by any means necessary. Now, some of these places are way, way out there. On the helicopter, they have some helicopters that's got some long, long range. And the thing is that you can use a private company with the travel insurance. You don't have to wait for the U.S. Coast Guard, as an example. But they do have about any means necessary to get you out. We had one client in the Antarctica that was rescued with a dog sled. So they'll do everything they possibly can to get you out. And if you're out of range of even a helicopter, they're gonna talk to the boat captain, hey, if this guy just had a heart attack, it looks like he's going to be dying. We need to get close enough where we can actually pluck him off of the boat and get him to the hospital.
I've even heard of stories down at the Revillagigedos Islands when people are in that buffer zone down there of the boat going to Socorro and then them flying an emergency evac jet to Socorro and emergency evac on a jet out of there. And
yeah, because Socorro does have that Navy base, and they do have a hospital on it, and because that's close enough. And then we'll pick them up from there. They'll probably be able to stabilize them, and then we'll fly him back to his home hospital or the nearest hospital, depending on what the situation is. Typically, they won't release him from the hospital until he's stabilized enough that he's able to fly.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm a little bit confused because I don't know the distance from Socorro to, let's say, the Hurricane Bank, but that's a doable thing, you're saying?
Yeah, it's a long way, you know. You're looking at, probably 24 hours of travel at least, I would think.
It's a long ways down there. That's a good question. I'd have to call and say, look, if we got somebody that's out of range, how do we get them?
Yeah, the problem is when you're that remote, there aren't any helicopters that have that kind of distance, I don't think.
Yeah, and you can't fly a plane out because you can't get anybody off of a boat with a plane unless it's a seaplane and they can land in the water next to it.
Yeah.
But I'm sure they would do everything absolutely possible to try to make that rescue.
Yeah, yeah. That's a confusing one because you're so... I remember when I was on the Royal Polaris with Steve Loomis and we were at Hurricane Bank and he looked at me and he said, boy, you're in the middle of the Pacific Ocean out here. I said, yeah, you are, for sure. Literally, you are. So that's a long distance away. Hey, thanks a lot for the call this morning. And when we come back, we're going to take more of your phone calls, find out what's biting out there. We have our catch report coming up, and a lot more Let's Talk Hookup coming your way right here on the Mighty 1090.
Tell them I'm sick. Got serious business on the back.
Buying a boat is a big decision, and you don't want to make a costly mistake with the wrong one. This is Pete Giacalone for Kussler Yachts. I've been in the fishing business my whole life. In fact, there are probably many of you out there that have fished with me. Well, now I've taken my boating knowledge and joined the team at Kussler Yachts. Mike Kussler and the rest of our team are true professionals when it comes to finding you the right boat. Just ask Pete Gray. I helped him make the right decision on his new boat after an extensive search, and we can help you find the boat of your dreams. We specialize in sport fishing boats and are the exclusive dealer for Regulator Marine, the finest center consoles on the market. At Kussler Yachts, we know fishing and we know boats, inside and out. We can save you thousands of dollars and get you into the right fishing boat for your needs and budget. Kussler Yachts is located on the waterfront at the beautiful Konakai Resort, and you can check us out on our website at KusslerYachts.com. That's KusslerYachts.com. Or give us a call at 1-866-607-5471. Ask for Pete and let me know you heard about it on Let's Talk Hookup.
For East Cape fishing, Gen Rin is known as the best. This is Mark Rayer. Great service, top quality equipment, including all accurate reels, CalStar rods, and Cibran electronics, has put my immaculately maintained twin-engine cruisers in a class of their own. For memories of a lifetime, just bring your hat and sunglasses, and we'll provide a fishing experience that will exceed your expectations. Our calendar's filling fast, so don't miss out. For packages, two live webcams, a weekly fish report, and more, check out TeamGenRin.com. We pick up at all East Cape resorts, so let's go fishing.
It's time to talk about great equipment from Shimano. And you know, Bob and I were talking before the show about great lever drag reels, and I told him, in my opinion, there's never been a lever drag made better for fishing smaller reels on big fish than the Talica two-speed reels. And the thing about the Talica is you can choose from many, many different varieties of Talicas, from down to the little 8 with a two-speed in it, all the way up to the Monster 50 that is just an amazing horse of a reel, but still light enough and spool weight enough, light enough, that you can fly line a sardine for big fish. But if you hook that big fish or that fish of a lifetime, you can turn the handle and land that fish too. Talica, one of my favorites certainly is that 12. It's narrow enough that you can cast it, but it's big enough that if, like for Guadalupe Island fishing, it's the perfect reel for that. Fly line's a perfect sardine, but plenty powerful enough to turn the handle on a 100-pound tuna. Check it out. The Talica two-speed reels, you match it with a Therese rod from Shimano, you've got a fish-fighting machine. Check it out at your local Shimano dealer.
Many years ago, Baja pioneer Bob Van Wormer found the area he called the Great Fish Trap in the East Cape of Southern Baja and built what is now regarded as the premier East Cape resorts of Palmas de Cortez and Playa del Sol. Today, following in their father's footsteps, Bob's sons, Bobby, Chucky, and Eddie, have taken Palmas de Cortez and Playa del Sol to new levels with the largest sport fishing fleet in Mexico, a luxurious spa, and top-of-the-line resort amenities. Van Wormer resorts have become a destination for travelers worldwide. But for us, Palmas de Cortez and Playa del Sol are just a short 2-hour flight away. No other tropical fishing destination offers the experience and value that you'll find at Palmas de Cortez and Playa del Sol. Now you can plan your Baja fishing vacation quick and easy by visiting VanWormerResorts.com. And when you're ready to book, it's quick and easy. Or simply call 877-777-TUNA for more information. Van Wormer Resorts, the East Cape's
XEPRF 1090 AM Rosarito, Baja California.
The best NFL coverage is right here. San Diego sports leader, the Mighty 1090.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090. Pete Gray here along with Bob Dawson from Dawson Insurance Services. A great show, learning a lot about traveling and fishing. for sure. Time to learn about fishing right now. The Catch Report today, sponsored in part by Fisherman's Processing San Diego. Fisherman's Processing is San Diego's finest, no question about it. That's why they're known as the Fish Pros. Once you try them, you're hooked. They will fillet and vacuum pack your fish to your specs, as well as the best smoked fish, the best jerky, and, of course, their famous tuna burger, too. Check fishermansprocessing.com for more details or see them when your trip returns to the San Diego Landing. Let's start at Dana Wharf Sport Fishing, Captain Brian Woolley. Good morning, Brian.
Hey, good morning, Pete. Good morning, Bob. How are you guys doing this morning?
Fantastic. How's the fishing?
Good, man. Some good info on the show this morning from you guys. It's good stuff there. But let me jump into my report here. You know, this week things slowed up a little bit for us. You know, there's a few factors that played into that. We had a little bit of wind, you know, hard to escape that. The water temps jumped around a little bit too, and you know, we didn't have a whole lot of current in our little sector to work with this week. So that gangbusters calico bass fishing that we've been having for the last 6 weeks or so is certainly was a little bit trickier for us this week. You know, these fish are pretty much done with their spawn, and it's typical to see this stuff slow down about this time to anyways. So that fish settles through the water column, and they aren't all up chasing bait on the surface like they do when they're really spawned. So on the flip, it's not like we aren't catching fish. Still some steady calico bass action along the kelp and over the structure on the fly line sardine, and some real nice ones, too, being caught on the rubber lures. It's just not as automatic as it has been in the last couple weeks. So we're still seeing that better grade yellow as well in a couple kelp spots down the beach below the harbor. That stuff's in the 20 to 30 pound range. And, you know, the guys that are fortunate enough to hook it on the right gear are the lucky ones getting those to the boat and, you know, home with them as well. Over at Catalina, still some decent calico bass fishing to go along with that smaller grade yellowtail. Still some mixed grade yellow. A lot of that stuff is that small, tiny stuff, but there is still some, you know, 8 to 25 pound fish over there to be caught. And that bonito over there is certainly a player in the counts as well. And on the outside here for us, offshore scene, you know, we've been seeing some really positive signal out there. I'll tell you that the tuna are there and, some real good numbers, both that mixed grade yellowfin and bluefin. But dang, man, it's been tricky to get those suckers to take a hook bait.
Frustrating.
We've been out. It's been frustrating to say the least. We had a spot of fish stay with the boat for almost 2 hours, you know, on a 2 mile drift, and we hooked one fish. The stuff was blowing up around the boat the whole time. We had to kite out the whole 9 yards, and we just couldn't get that stuff to take a hook bait. So mixed a few Dorado in with a few kelp patty yellowtail, and you know, that kind of rounds out our program up here. So if you guys want to get on a trip, call the landing office. The phone number here is 949-496-5794. Certainly you can check us out on the web at danawharf.com. And then we really urge you guys to jump on over to the Les Howe Cook Up website and use that Dana Wharf banner ad. It will save you 25% on a local trip, be it a half-day trip or a local three-quarter-day trip. Everyone likes to save a few bucks, so certainly take advantage of that opportunity.
Such a great deal. And you can do it on every trip if you pre-book that trip, right?
That's it. There's a code. It'll do it. And the only trip that it won't work is like a limited load offshore trip, right? You know, we try to limit the load for certain reasons. Sure. But any half day, any three quarter day, use the discount code for sure.
Pretty awesome. Hey, Brian Woolley, sure appreciate that. And we'll look forward to your report next Sunday.
All right, guys. Thanks for the time. Have a good show.
All right. Gundy Gunderson, surf guru extraordinaire. What's up, Gundy?
Hey, what's going on?
You are, man. The surf's been small, so the surf fishing must be good.
It is, Pete. It is really good right now. And, you know, another interesting thing is the bay fishing has just been outstanding with different species. The spotted bay bass fishing up and down the coast, you guys are telling me, is the best they've seen in years, you know. And with all the goofy kind of conditions we've had, it's interesting how it's all coming together. Wiley's reported, we'll start up north, excellent Corbina fishing along Malibu beaches. That was another star this week, the Corbina fishing. Fish are averaging 2 to 3 pounds, a few 4 pound kickers there. South Bay beaches like El Segundo, Manhattan were also very good. Those guys also have that yellowtail bite, yellowtail bonita in and around King Harbor, off the pier, off the Topaz jetty there. The guys are catching the yellowtail up to about 24 inches, but still, that's a nice fish from the beach. Big fish reported. Fish of the week, 27-pound striped bass taken in Alamitos Bay on a 4-inch swim bait. The guy was just fishing for some sea bass and yellowfin croaker and hung this big striped bass, 27-pounder. Also, lots of bonita, small yellowtail off the piers of the jetty. Another interesting catch up there in L.A. Harbor, estimated 8-pound bonefish caught and released on a fly rod. The guy declined to say exactly where he was, maybe that Belmont Shores area, something like that, but he's definitely said there's several fish in there. Hogan's reported excellent Corvina fishing, Capel Bay, 2 to 4 pound fish. My buddy, fishing with my buddies yesterday, his kid had a 4.5 pound Corvina, beautiful fish off North Beach there on a nugget crab. Had to dig the crabs next to the jetty rock was the key there. Poaches, the pier, State Park, also good. And then finally, Pacific Coast and Oceanside reported orange mouth Corvina on the bite. One group was fishing off the pier, and the school came by. They had several 6 to 8 pound orange mouth, most on the muscle, a couple on the spoons, and then a 2.5 pound Corvina leads the Pacific Coast Corvina Derby this month. So
nice fish,
man!
Wow.
I know you're a bonefish guy.
Oh, yeah, man. Yeah.
You might have to go snooping around in the back of your bay there.
I have never seen an 8 pound bonefish in San Diego Bay. That's for sure.
Yeah,
not even close to that.
I'm trying to do a little more research on this, so it's kind of an interesting thing, but. You know, the quality of the spotted bay bass in there, and it's just been terrific fishing in the bay. That's all I can say.
Grundy, great report, as always, and we'll look forward to talking to you next Sunday.
All right, gentlemen, have a good week.
Yeah, you too. Appreciate that. That wraps up our catch report, and I want to remind you, mark your calendar, our final San Diego County Ford Dealer remote podcast is coming up Saturday, September 3rd. That's Labor Day weekend at El Cajon Ford, our good friends out there in El Cajon, and your last chance to qualify for the big grand prize. It's a four-night fishing package at the world-famous Katmai Lodge in Bristol Bay, Alaska, and that includes a round-trip ticket from San Diego to Anchorage on Alaska Airlines. It's on our trip next July. I'll be going with you. I can't wait. That is such a great trip, and you could win that trip just by coming out and seeing us. Hey, you know, Alaska is now flying nonstop to great fishing destinations, Costa Rica, Hawaii, Puerto Vallarta, of course, Cabo. Sign up for their award-winning mileage plan. Click on the Alaska Air banner on the front page of our website. That's hookup1090.com. You could also win a trip on the Blackjack, courtesy of Dana Landing in Mission Bay, Shimano Rods and Reels, Maui Jim Sunglasses, and, of course, Gary the Prize Cowboy is going to be there. A lot of great stuff just for showing up. And don't forget, whether you make the cast or not, you have a random chance just to win that grand prize just for showing up and entering the trip there to Katmai Lodge on Alaska Airlines. Check the trip page on the trip details on the giveaway on our guest page at hookup1090.com for rules. And see you next Saturday. It's September the 3rd, just a few weeks away, at El Cajon Ford, Broadway and Main in El Cajon. Phones are packed up. They want to talk to you. So let's talk to John in Long Beach. John, welcome to Let's Talk Hookup. Thanks for calling.
Good morning, gentlemen.
Morning.
My question is do you have a policy for the mob that kind of covers whether you're driving in your camper up out camping somewhere or you're going on a long range trip? Do you have one that's sort of all inclusive for all of it?
Well, we do. There's another annual plan called Travel Right, and it covers $1,500 in trip cancellation and trip interruption benefits. The cost of that policy is $267 a year. It covers every trip you make. It covers worldwide. You have to be 100 miles from home before the coverage goes into effect. It does have baggage loss and medical coverage, not in the higher amounts like the plan that Pete has. But, you know, the plan is, about $8 or $9 more, but it does have that $1,500 trip cancellation benefit. So, you know, if you're making a $3,000 trip, we would write you another plan to cover the next 1500, which would be a lot less expensive than buying one for 3000, of course. So yeah, there is one plan available like that annually. It covers 100,000 in medical evacuation. It covers 10,000 in medical benefits, your baggage loss, and 267.
So if he's in his own camper, it covers that.
Yeah, if he gets, let's say he gets in a car accident.
Okay.
You know, when he's on his trip, he's over 100 miles from home. You know, they'll get him with a helicopter. They'll take him to the hospital.
All covered.
Yeah.
Yeah. Wow. All right. Very good. Hey, thanks a lot for the call this morning. Appreciate that. Let's talk to another patient caller, Dan in Encinitas. Hi, Dan. Thanks for calling. Let's Talk Hookup.
Hey, good morning, guys. Thanks for taking my call. How does you cover gear? Let's say hypothetically, I've got a Telica 16 and a $200 rod, and you add it up, it's about a grand, and I've got slimy macro hands, and it goes over the side.
That's a good question.
Sort of coverage like that.
Been there, yeah, done that.
Yeah, I've seen that happen.
Yeah.
I saw an Accurate outfit with about a $2,000 outfit go over for exactly the same reason.
Yeah.
You know, the person that owned it, he's passing the rod around another passenger that was hooked up, and with one hand, he's passing it around, and all of a sudden it gets bit by a big enough tuna that it yanked the whole outfit out of his hands, and in the drink it went. But, no, the travel insurance wouldn't cover if you lose it like that. If it's stolen, it's covered, you know, up to the maximum amount of baggage benefit.
Well, the tuna stole it.
Right. We have to do a police report.
Yeah.
So to answer your question, if you lost one for that reason, no. But there are ways to get coverage for that. And just so you know, if you have a homeowner's or a renter's insurance policy, you can schedule your tackle and have a zero deductible on it, and it covers all losses. There's very little
all
that's
losses.
Excluded. Very little
on
that's
your
excluded.
Own homeowner's
policy. Yeah, it's called scheduled personal property. And if you said, look, I got a $1,000 rod and reel, and something happens to it, if I drop it and break it or something happens. We do this with a lot of the Safari Club International guys on their guns, because some of these guns they take to Africa are, $50,000
sure.
for a good double rifle. And if it gets damaged, it's very expensive, those guns. Even the stocks, we just replaced one. The stock broke behind the pistol grip. It was $10,000.
Whoa.
To replace the stock and the fore end because it's matching wood. This is a Heim double Safari grade rifle. They're not cheap. So you can schedule and get that kind of coverage. But if the fish steals it, you wouldn't have that coverage. But if a person does, yes, we would have some coverage for you.
There you go. Thanks a lot for the call this morning. And when we come back, you can take more of your phone calls. We're going to hear very, very important information. You know, insurance is important. So is protecting your skin from the sun. And we're going to hear from Steve Johnson, owner of Soul Sun Guard, about sun protection. And a lot more Let's Talk Hookup coming your way right here on the Mighty 1090.
Hey, everybody. This is Captain Dwayne Diego, 4-pack charter captain, here to talk to you about Parker Boats and the good folks at West Coast Marine. When it came time to start Pinnacle Sport Fishing and get my own boat, there was only one choice. I wanted a Parker. And there's a real good reason for it. The fishability and seaworthiness. I've been fishing on Parkers for years now, and I know the abuse they can take. Parker Marine builds a heavy-duty, industrial-strength boat, probably overbuilt, but that's what I need when we're out 12 hours a day, over 300 days a year, running charters. The guys at West Coast Marine built me one heck of a fishing boat. From the custom tower with steering and throttle controls to the backup bait pump system, my Parker 2520 XLD will deliver me to the fishing grounds reliably and safe. Take it from me. If you're ready for a new Parker at a fair, upfront, honest deal, you need to see Kevin Kelly at West Coast Marine, located at 1555 Newport Boulevard in Costa Mesa, or check them out and their inventory and information online at westcoastmarine.com.
This is Greg Stotesbury from AFCO. For more than 55 years, the American Fishing Tackle Company has been recognized as the premier manufacturer of precision-built offshore fishing tackle. AFCO continues this tradition today with an innovative technical fishing clothing line designed and built for ultimate performance on the water. From our next-generation fishing shorts like the Tactical Camo or Stealth Shorts to our AFBLOCK sun protection shirts like the Fish Ninja and Samurai Sun Hoodie, the entire AFCO clothing lineup is purpose-built with the latest AFTEC fabrics and designed with functional features to deliver top performance for the demanding angler. Visit www.afco.com to find a dealer near you.
When it comes to fishing rods for saltwater, there's just one name you need to know, Calstar. Take, for example, the Graphiter series. It's a true graphite and fiberglass composite rod, the finest it's ever been built. And for anglers seeking traditional performance, durability, and quality at an affordable price, the Calstar West Coast series of rods and blanks are the ones for you. Their master craftsmen bring decades of rod building experience to every rod they make. So if you want your fishing rods to be truly state-of-the-art, I always recommend Calstar. Calstar at fine tackle stores everywhere.
XSRS 1090 AM Rosarito, Baja California.
You're listening to the home of the Aztecs.
He's gone. Touchdown.
KSX, San Diego sports leader, the mighty 1090.
Here, I was fortunate enough to use the new Simrad NSS Evo 2 touchscreen chart plotter and sonar unit on my boat this summer and fall. And let me say, it's truly incredible. With an easy-to-use tablet-style interface that's fresh but familiar, the new Simrad NSS Evo 2 combines a multi-touch screen with push-to-select rotary dial for precision control and speedy response. As for marking schools of tuna, yellowtail, and more, it's the best. You run over a school, and there they are in full color and high definition. The new NSS Evo 2 built-in sonar technology, including chirp and structure scan, can't be beat. I recently added the Simrad AP24 autopilot to my system. I've had other autopilots before, but I can tell you this one is simple, sensitive, and accurate. It integrates with my Simrad NSS Evo 2. I set a waypoint, touch the screen, and the boat steers to that spot. There's a lot more to the new Simrad NSS Evo 2 system and AP24 autopilot I'd like to tell you, but best just go to your local Simrad dealer or see simrad-yachting.com for more details.
Good morning, it's Whitney from Mammoth Lakes, California. Come on up, the water's fine, is what the Eastern Tier is touting. And in Mammoth Lakes, it's much more than just the water. This summer, our four lakes will be stocked with almost 16,000 pounds of healthy fighting trout. From fishing and biking to hiking and horseback riding, there's a legendary story waiting for adventurers of all ages in Mammoth Lakes. Start planning your next adventure at visitmammoth.com. That's visitmammoth.com.
Last year, we had an unbeatable fishing season, one of the best in decades. I think we'll all take another year just like it. Now, just imagine what it could be like if we have an unbeatable season 39 years in a row. Well, that's exactly what Ford has done with their F-Series pickups, America's best-selling trucks 39 years in a row. We love our F-150s here in San Diego. Ford trucks give you the freedom to launch your boat with ease thanks to Pro Trailer Backup Assist, the freedom to toss all your gear in the bed no matter how wet and messy it gets, and the freedom to fit five full-size guys comfortably in the cab. And right now, during the Ford Freedom Sales Event, you'll get the freedom from interest charges with Ford's best finance rate of the year. Freedom from high monthly payments thanks to special summer lease programs, plus the freedom to save even more on trucks with smart bonus tags. It's an incredible combination of savings on an incredible lineup of trucks. So don't miss the Ford Freedom Sales Event. Stop by your San Diego County Ford dealer today. They'll be glad to hook you up.